Teresa was denounced from the pulpits in her hometown, decried by a high-ranking bishop as a restless gadabout, a disobedient and contumacious woman, and threatened with the Inquisition. Teresa laughed at, ignored, or circumvented these problems. She was a woman of vast good sense who loved laughter and fun. A Carmelite historian recounts that, when introduced to a group of pious do-gooders, she confided, "They were saints in their own opinion, but when I got to know them better, they frightened me more than all the sinners I had ever met." She pioneered the use of the small prayer group, which is used worldwide in the Christian tradition today, in which people with different life experiences assist each other in developing spirituality. Her own group consisted of a married man, a lay widow, two priests, and herself. Teresa found a number of Reformed Carmelite convents and monasteries that exist to this day. She also took the time to write several spiritual classics, including The Interior Castle. And, as historian Peter Thomas Rohrbach has said, she has the unique distinction of being the only woman in the history of the Church ever to reform an order of men. John of the Cross, 1542-91. Shepherds, you who go up through the sheepfolds to the hill, if by chance you see him I love most, tell him I am sick, I suffer, and I die. John of the Cross on his imprisonment at Toledo. John was born in poverty. His father had been disinherited on account of an imprudent marriage for love, and then died young. John, a small, quiet man, helped out in a local hospital, often distracting the patients from their pain by composing and singing songs. He was early attracted to the contemplative life, but he had to become a Carmelite in secret because benefactors hoped that the talented boy would choose a more worldly vocation. He was quickly drawn into Teresa's reform. As a priest who was an astute psychologist, he served as spiritual director for many uncertain young people who felt drawn to a meditative life. Psychiatrist Gerald May writes, "Teresa's psychological insights compare favorably with those of Freud and his 20th century followers. John's descriptions of attachment brilliantly enhance modern addiction theory. Their imagery has a universal quality that speaks to the hearts of today's spiritual seekers."